K. Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A setback for Pope Francis as he battles double pneumonia. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has the latest.
Pope Francis suffered a respiratory crisis that required he be placed on oxygen today, and the Vatican says he remains in critical condition. The Pope, who has been in the Gemelli Hospital in Rome since Friday last week, also required blood transfusions today, linked to anemia.
The Vatican says the 88-year-old Pope is alert. A West York, Pennsylvania police officer has been killed in a shootout at a hospital. WHP-TV's Candace Scalise is at UPMC Memorial, where the gunman had entered the ICU.
We're told that he actually pointed the gun at a UPMC staff member who was being held hostage with zip ties, and he threatened to shoot that person. That's when police backed away, and then more officers came in and approached the suspect, and they started opening fire.
Two other officers and three hospital staffers were shot and wounded. No patients were hurt. President Trump addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference today. CBS's Aaron Navarro has more.
President Trump touted his administration's actions so far in his first month on immigration. He said he believes the Russia-Ukraine war will end soon after noting his call to Russian President Putin, and he defended his support for tariffs and made quick references to Elon Musk and Doge.
Doge has sent an email to all federal employees telling them to explain what work they did last week. Musk says those who don't reply by midnight Monday will have to resign. 5,400 probationary jobs at the Pentagon will be cut next week. Last night, President Trump fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and other top Pentagon officials. Hamas released six more hostages today. President Trump said they didn't look well.
Disgraceful what's going on there. Yeah, they're not in great shape.
Israel has yet to release 600 Palestinian prisoners in return. Hamas calls that a blatant violation of the ceasefire deal. Israel's chief medical examiner, Chen Kugel, says autopsies have been conducted on Shiri Bibas and her two young sons. Hamas claimed they were killed in an Israeli airstrike.
Our examination found no evidence of injuries caused by bombing.
Israel has said Hamas killed the two boys with their bare hands. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said today Hamas will be destroyed if it fails to free all the Israeli hostages. The cleanup from the Los Angeles area wildfires has reached a milestone. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath says the first Malibu property along the Pacific Coast Highway has been cleared of Phase 2 fire debris.
This community is demonstrating the height of resilience.
The PCH has been reopened one lane each way for residents, school buses, and essential businesses. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Knew that Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Saturday night, right here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, it is so great to see you back in the saddle.
It is awesome to be here. Oh, how's it going, Rob?
You know, it's great to see you in person, and it's great to hear your voice on the radio.
I'm back.
It feels so good to be reunited.
Yes.
Now, tonight, Rocker, you have a huge lineup of all sorts of local artists. I'm so excited about this first one, The Lower Fifth. Corey is going to be in the studios tonight.
He is. He's going to be telling us about the upcoming shows and maybe them working on some new music. We'll hear all about that. Jenny Lupine, she's back from Nashville. She has upcoming shows, and she's going to be performing a couple songs for us right here in the studio.
I hope she brought a coat, because it's cold still.
Sam Lyons, he was supposed to be in tonight, but he had to call in sick, so we're going to reschedule him.
Yeah, he's not used to all these germs over here on this other Midwest area.
Yeah,
he's been out in L.A. too long.
Made him soft. Brett Newsky is going to be talking with Terry Barr. He has a brand new album, Americana. And he's going to be like talking about the streaming big scams that are going on.
Yeah.
And then After Hours with Jimmy K. Jimmy K is off this weekend, so he put together a little After Hours for us.
Which I'm really excited about. Usually I have to take a nap and then come back. But Jimmy filled in for us this week, so that's good news for me.
Yeah, man.
Hey, let's start tonight's show with the Old Oaks. We're going to start with Expired. It's a double dip right here on Maxic Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fake your faith for the faith. When you're done with it, you'll just throw it away. Dry tyranny and tar. Can you raise the bar without sleeping at all? Can you raise the bar without sleeping at all?
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
There we stand, steam and sound. Tea and time, milk and honey. Unwind your mind to me and you. There's nothing to do, there's nothing to do. Honey and hope, loose from our rope. These common threads found us in. Talk too loud, too loud. They're over where, to a place we've never been before. We've never been before. We got this tea and time, and we made this meal for two. I'm gonna share it with you, so let's see what we could find. With a little peace of mind, no one has nothing to do. These common threads are tied. These common threads. Common threads hold tight. These common threads. These common threads are tied. These common threads. These common threads hold tight. These common threads.
Max Inc. Radio on your Saturday night, and I'm here with Rocker. Rocker, how you doing?
Good. What's happening, Rob?
You know who is in the green room? Corey's in the green room.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly like you think the green room is. Saturday Night Live vibes. There's a lava lamp over there. Donuts. Corey, did you get a donut?
Hell
Okay. There's donuts somewhere. Or maybe cookies. I don't know. It's a lovely green room. Lots of things going on tonight, and a lot of things are all sponsored by our sponsors, like Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great food, drinks, live music. You can watch the big game on their big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge is located at 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online at LazyOafLounge.com. And who can forget about the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie? Come for the homemade food, the great beer, stay for the live entertainment. It's 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. What else is going on tonight, Rocker?
What else is...
Oh, he's like, where's the piece of paper? I know it's here somewhere.
I think I was wondering if you wanted me to read this read, but you know, we've got
this brand new sponsor.
The music, the hair, the experience is Cherry Pie live in concert, playing all the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s, Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Poison, Warrant, the list goes on. Friday, March 14th. Doors open at 6 p.m. at Loxley Live Music Venue. That's at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg. It's the old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie live in concert Friday, March 14th at the Loxley. Get tickets at loxleyvenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com.
That's going to be a good time, Rocker.
It is. We're really excited. It's kind of a pretty new venue.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of things going on there. You can book your private events.
Yeah. I saw weddings.
Weddings.
Yeah. I don't want to read ahead, but weddings.
You can do your wedding there. Are you planning on getting married?
Well, my daughter just got engaged. While you were out, my daughter got engaged.
Oh, really?
Rocker, can you believe it?
Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
It's kind of crazy. She was here, about 3 weeks ago. She actually came in the studios. And then she was showing off the ring and stuff. So it was, it's great to see how excited everyone is. I'm excited, but I'm also a dad, so you know how that is.
Yeah, that is fun and exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do another tune, right? We've got Kelsey Miles. Kelsey Miles has some new stuff out there, too. I know if you go out there and go to her website, there's a couple new tunes. We're going to play Kelsey in just a minute. But first, Dogtown Hollow right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's go to Seals Maria, find our eternal return, build our days on the choices we've made, live out the lessons we've learned. Let's go to Sils Maria. We'll take that candle from the shell. We'll climb the mountains, sleep in the woods, imagine living so well. Let's go to Sils Maria. 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 Sils Maria. Let's go to Sils Maria.
Dogtown Hollow, they're doing live stuff February 28th, Main Street Music, Brooklyn, Wisconsin. March 8th, Gamma Ray, right here in Madison. Kelsey Miles, as promised, on Max Inc. Radio.
One final breath, filled with content. The shadows come when they call. Make you believe it was all for
I just love those pipes on Kelsey. Hey, all this local music is brought to you by Loxley Live Music, brand new sponsor here on Max Inc. Radio. Come see the bands in Fitchburg. They're located on Verona Road in the old Bean location, Dry Bean location. And they feature live music along with private events, weddings, family celebrations. Book your next event. See their next band. Get all the information you need on their Facebook page, Instagram, or on the web at LoxleyVenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y Venue.com. Rocker.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I get asked that a lot.
I know.
These days.
I was just joking with Rocker earlier because I asked, yeah, how you doing? You doing all right? Yeah. yeah? I was like, how many times do people ask you that? And he says, oh, about 300,000. Every time I see someone. We heard from Kelsey Miles. We got a couple more new tracks coming up. We're going to go to break. And, of course, Corey's here from the Lower Fifth. He's really excited. We're going to talk to all of his... talk to him about all the things that are coming up for him this year. I'm sure, you know, now that the thaw is upon us, all the local bands come out to play.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there it's like it's coming up on award season.
Oh, right? Yeah. Right.
The Bammies and the Whammies. I don't know if you heard of the Bammy Awards. It's the second annual Bammy Awards. That's the Bay Area Music Awards up in Green Bay, March 19th and 20th at the Tarleton Theater. And the Bammy Awards, they recognize and celebrate Green Bay Area music industry. They showcase bands, musicians, performers, and other music industry professionals. And there are 42 award categories. Wow. It happens over 2 days.
That's amazing.
Up in Green Bay. That's March 19th and 20th. And I think next week or the week after, we're going to get Tarleton Knight, who is the organizer of Bammies, on here to kind of hear what's going on with that.
Cool, cool. Also, the 45th annual Whammy Awards are right around the corner, too, right? The May. They're
That's right.
In May.
May 4th, Sunday, May 4th, at the Deco in West Dallas.
Wow, so many award seasons, so much local music. Let's play some more local music right now. But first, before we do that, I just have to do one more thing. Rocker, are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right, good. We gotta check. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Song for the snow days when everything's white. A song for the heartbreaks when life don't work out right. A song for the Mondays when things just feel wrong. Oh, the years go by so fast, days just drag on. A song for the happy when everything's grand. Oh, when the grief and the heartache seem to take you by the hand. A song makes you smile at a glance when your husband wants to dance. Pulls you into embrace with that look on his face. The night out when you sing so loud that your lungs give out. Kick your shoes off on the dance floor, it don't matter anymore. A song for a moment in time when you're walking down the aisle. At the end of that line, your life changed in a blink. Together.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
lower fifth right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local radio goodness is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. In the studio right now, standing just to the right, stage left of Rocker, Corey, welcome.
Well, thank you kindly. How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome, man. You know, founding members Luke Jorgensen, Corey Swadley, and Paul Metz started working together back in 2010 to write and perform songs that drew and built on their eclectic musical roots. With the addition of Audrey on bass, Jeremy on trombone and guitar, and Michael on trumpet, the Lower Fifth has grown to become a band of powerhouse musicians, leaving it all on stage with every performance. And after the tragic loss of their leader in 2018, Luke Jorgensen, the band is committed to carry on in his honor an uplifting message of hope and togetherness that continues to resonate through their music today. In the studio with us right now is guitarist and co-founder Corey Swadley. Corey, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you kindly, Rocker. Rob, how are you, my friend?
I am doing so well. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Now, you were just telling me a little bit about that song we just heard, The Path.
Yes.
And that was one of the first live albums ever recorded at the Up North. Tell us about that song.
So The Path, it was a tune that I wrote back in the day, trying to convince a lover that, hey, if you don't love me yet, you know, stick around and I'll show you the way.
The Path.
Yep. And then we ended up getting married and now we have two kids. So, hey,
I love it.
You know, I think it's it was a story more to somebody else or maybe to myself that you just got to stick with it and try to show somebody the way.
Now, you were just telling me you took your kids to the UW basketball game today.
I sure did.
And dropped them off. You're juggling your kids with your wife. Are they at home listening to the interview right now?
Absolutely. They have to be.
They have to be, yes. They're hanging out with
mandatory.
Popcorn and chocolate and soda, I bet, too. Yeah.
Probably on the app. Most likely on the app.
Yes.
They're streaming.
Yes.
Well, Corey, how did you get started playing music? I mean, what's your backstory before the Lower Fifth?
So, wow. Is this a Wayback Machine or just machine?
I'd like to find out, you know, how people got into music.
Well, my father plays music. My uncle plays music. Mm. You know, Steve Swadley, Dan Swadley, they were kind of my idols growing up. My grandpa plays music. My great uncle played music. So, Swadleys, they're just a bunch of musicians. So, that's what we did on weekends was... We watched all of our uncles and aunts and grandparents and moms and dads all get together and make music.
Wow.
So for me, I was given instruments when I was 5, 6 years old. Before I could even play them, we just had them around. Mm-hmm. And then once we were old enough to carry equipment,
we were
roadies.
Come on, everybody.
And so, like, I remember Wednesday nights when Dad would come home at 2 in the morning, middle of the school year, everybody'd wake up, we'd go out and empty his van of equipment, and, you know, and I didn't fear it then, and I don't fear it now, man. The equipment's just a part of it. But that's when I fell in love with, was seeing how much my dad enjoyed it and how much it meant to him, just the opportunity for artistic,
Expression.
Thank you for that, Rocker. Yes, it was just something fun to him, and it's something fun to me. I love sharing it with my kids now too. You know, my daughter loves to sing. My son loves to play drums. They're 6 and 10, and they're just getting started with it. I just started teaching my daughter ukulele, and it's just always been a part of me. And so I'm happy to still be doing it because it's not easy at this age. You know, I'm what, 35 now, or I mean 45 now. So it's not easy to carry this torch, but I'm very happy to be doing it, you know.
Wow, that is very cool. Now, what all instruments do you play?
I play guitar well.
Yes. Agreed.
And I sing, which I think is a wonderful instrument, but as Luke Jorgensen used to always tell me, they pay you to play guitar, not to sing. He was the singer. He was always the singer. No, I have drums. I like to bang on some drums. I think most guitarists think they can play drums, but none of us actually can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a piano at home, so I can noodle around on chords and stuff like that. And I have a bass, and I have I've been in a band where I played bass before. And I have a banjo and an 8-string lap steel and all that kind of fun stuff. And I've done some recording with those instruments. So being a left-handed guitar player. It's not always easy to pick something up, but I've had to learn how to play a lot of instruments upside down. So I dabble.
Like drums,
yes. Oh, man, trying to hold a drum beat with my right foot just doesn't feel right.
Right.
It just doesn't feel right. So I would say I dabble in a lot, but I'm very comfortable with a electric guitar.
And you play with the Mascot Theory as well.
Yes, I do, yes. Yeah.
You play with other groups?
Right now, it's lower fifth in the mascot theory. Yeah,
that's probably enough,
that's,
right?
That is more than enough.
That keeps you busy.
Oh, it certainly does, yeah.
Now, the lower fifth incorporates blues, rock, soul, country, even bluegrass. Tell us about the lower fifth in your music.
So the lower fifth started off with Luke Jorgensen with just this wonderful writing style. And he had this way of... he was a very generous person with his time and his talents, and he brought people together to kind of... Anybody that wanted to record but didn't really have the ways and means to do it, he would do it for you for free. And so he had... So this was early on in the onset of the lower fifth. He would play shows. He would book shows with a full band, and he wouldn't have the band until like the night or two before the gigs. And so he called me up one day. We were mutual friends that were like, hey, you should really meet this guy, Luke. And we chatted up, and I got a call from him on like a Wednesday or a Thursday. And he's like, hey, we've got a show Saturday. Can you learn 2 hours of music? And I'm like, yep. So I did it.
Yeah.
Then I told him that Sunday, I'm like, you don't ever have to call a guitarist again. Wow. I was in the band. I was hooked. We all met that night, played a 2-hour show. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Most of those members stuck around for maybe a year or so. And so we kind of did the revolving door. We had a drummer or two. We had a few different bass players. But once Paul Metz joined the band, we were hooked, the three of us. And then once Audrey joined the band, we were hooked with the four of us. And then once Jeremy came in, it was tight. It felt really good. And so I got my start just wanting to help Luke do what he was doing, because he just had this wonderful vision about music, but also this energy of just happiness and not... He wasn't asking anything from music. He just wanted to give things to music or use it to support others. So,
now, in 2018, your band leader, Luke Jorgensen, passed unexpectedly, and the band committed to carry on in his honor. Now, tell us about, you know, what Luke meant to the band and how the band was able to continue.
Well, Luke, having devoted himself more than just to his band, but just to the Madison music scene,
yeah.
There was kind of this emotional void, and a lot of people felt it what once he was gone. And we just kind of looked at each other, and I was like, you know, I don't feel right just handing Luke's lyrics and his songs to somebody else. Mm-hmm. I was like, we all sat down, we had a meeting, I told the band, give me a year. Let me sit down, I will learn his songs, I will learn how to sing them in my way, and let's see if we can continue doing this, because we want to still give everybody this chance. I was singing backing vocals and stuff, but lead vocals was not my, not my specialty. And after that year, we were like, let's keep doing this.
Yeah.
Because we could see that everybody still wanted what the lower fifth was giving, was just this opportunity to just celebrate and have hope in their lives. And so we were carrying on with that message just in mind, that we wanted to keep everybody still having that opportunity to just get out, let loose, and have fun.
What would you credit in your life to Luke and what he kind of inspired you?
So I think Luke was somebody that was very good at making music about more than himself.
Mm.
And so I think that prior to his passing, I could see how much he was just selfless in music. And I think that was a great inspiration to a lot of us, was how can you use music to help people? Whether he was or organizing fundraisers for less fortunate people around Christmas, or organizing shows, bringing people in, finding ways to connect across city lines, state lines, wherever. Just bring people together, and if a band needs an opportunity, try to give it to them. And I found that inspiring. And so when I was kind of in this position where I'm like, what am I going to do now? Always having been a very good sidekick to great songwriters, it was kind of a challenge to kind of step in and be like, what can I do, and how can I bring people along, and how can I carry his message? Because it was quite a heavy burden. Not burden, but I mean, he just had a way.
He just made it look easy.
Well, yeah. he affected people, you know, in a really special way. And so I saw that as a huge inspiration, and I'm trying to do that. And I'll never say that I'm trying to do what he did, but I'm trying to find my own life in that and still give my lower fifth brothers and sisters and our family of, you know, this musical community, give everybody still that chance to feel hope and togetherness, and just to feel open and inclusive in music, because it's something everybody should be able to do, is just be happy with themselves.
What a great message. Now, the Lower Fifth has started work on a new album. Spill the details. When will this be available?
Oh my word! We don't have any completion dates yet, but we have the foundation is there. The songs are written. Some of them have been tested live. Some of them haven't been yet, but we spend a lot of time playing live. That's just our thing, because that's where it feels the best. And to try to capture that isn't always easy. But now we're to a point now where we all feel like we have the means to do it with the technology we can have in our own home studios and things like that. We're like, we don't really need to go anywhere. We can just do this at home. Let's just lay the groundwork, have the template. Like, I'm sending the list of songs. We're all rehearsing, doing our things on our own. And a song that feels good live, it should be pretty easy to lay it down in a studio as long as you can capture it right. So that's kind of where we're at, is we're going through the capturing process.
Now, speaking of live, the Lower Fifth is performing this Thursday, February 27th at the Burr Oak in Madison, and again at the Gamma Ray Bar on April 10th with the German Art Students.
Oh, that's
how do people keep up with the Lower Fifth online?
Best way is through Facebook or Instagram. Just follow us on there. We dumped our website a while back because they just kept charging us fees. And we're like, you know, the social media stuff is pretty well free. So following us there is probably the best way to keep up. And when we're playing shows, we're always talking about our next one. We're always talking about the current one. So, yeah, next Thursday is the next opportunity to catch us. We've got Lowdown Brass Band coming up from Chicago. They're a wonderful band to play with, so we'll be opening up for them. If you've never seen them, you gotta check them out. The Burr Oak is such a cool venue.
Yeah,
it's so that's our next site. But yeah, just follow us on the socials, and we'll keep you informed.
Well, Corey Swadley of the Lower Fifth, thank you so much for coming down to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
We're happy to be here.
Now we're gonna play a Lower Fifth song called Hope. Tell us about this song before we hear it.
This was a song that was on our album that we released before Luke passed. It was one of his siren songs. It was the title track to our studio album that we released back in 2017, and we continue to play it at almost every show because the music that Luke left us with is like the last living bit of him.
Yeah,
and so we want to always celebrate that, and this song means exactly that to us. It's just this vibe that we get from playing it. So we recorded it again live at that live at the Up North, because the Up North is kind of where it all started for us. So this song just embodies the emotion that carries on from our dear brother Luke.
All right, let's hear it. This is the Lower Fifth. Hope, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Final breath. Oh.
for I'll take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving home, you're all that I have left.
Love the live version. The lower fifth right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located in Madison on the east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by the brewers, plus sample the local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. Also, Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown sides. Search Doughboy's Pizza Madison or call 608-467-3017.
Woke up feeling good today, feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Listen, wanna refresh my soul, getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air, taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
I've
got fire. Let me be your igniter. Elevating higher, living my best life. There's no limit to the love I'm giving. And the song I sing, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best
can see them doing live stuff at the Burr Oak on March 13th and 14th. On the 15th, they're going to be at Popcorns in La Crosse. And April 18th, the Appleton Music Factory. More information out there, maxincradio.com. Follow along with us at the Civic Media Radio app. That's another way that you can connect to all the local stuff that's right here in Madison. Don't forget about that Cherry Pie Live concert that's happening. Hair bands, Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, much more. Find out more information at LoxleyVenue.com. More Max Inc. Radio is coming up for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network after this.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Pope Francis has suffered an asthmatic respiratory crisis requiring a high flow of oxygen and blood transfusions. Kane University history professor Christopher Bellito says it may be time for the 88-year-old Francis to step down.
I've often thought that when the time comes, he would resign. Of course, Benedict XVI opened the door to that, and Pope Francis said that this could now be a regular aspect of the papacy, that we shouldn't be surprised.
The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical condition. He is alert, sitting up in an armchair. There's been a deadly shootout at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. Police say a gunman took some staffers at UPMC Memorial hostage, then fired at police, killing one officer and wounding two others before police killed him. WHP-TV's Andrew Klein says three hospital staffers were also shot.
Six total people were hit by gunfire.